Yes, indeed.
Okay, thank you. It is 1 o'clock. I'm Vice President Karen Dean, and I will be substituting for President Howell today. I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is 1 o'clock. And Leah, if you could show the flag, let's go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have a quorum. There are three directors present. We have Director Steidel, Director Gray, and myself. President Howell is not available today, and neither is Director Farmer. I do not have a president's report. I was not expecting to be serving as president today. Next is agenda review, additions, and deletions, and this is the opportunity to remove or change the order of any of the agenda items. And I would like to remove agenda items 7B and C, the policy items, due to the fact that Director Farmer, who is the chair of the policy committee, is not present to present these items. Mm-hmm. And these are items that I feel we need to have a full board present to discuss. Are the remaining directors okay with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Board member communications. Does any board member have an announcement, a report briefly on your activities, or do you have any questions for clarification?
I don't know.
Seeing none, let's go ahead and do our public safety reports. I do not see, unless I'm covering the screen up, the sheriff's representative here. So let me make sure he's not accidentally in attendees. I do not see him. So let's go ahead and Chief Hollingsworth, you want to go ahead and do your report?
Good afternoon, board and community. Thank you for letting us be here today. Reporting on the month of May, we had 87 emergency responses within the community. 44 of those were emergency medical responses. And we're at 418 for the year, which puts us on par for where we have been for the last couple of years. I wanted to remind everybody that as we all notice in the news that we are quickly getting into what we refer as fire season, although fire season around here typically now is all year long, or at least in recent years it has been. So CAL FIRE has staffed up a lot of their seasonal programs. We have air attack and the tankers back on base. We have an additional helicopter in the region. So they've made some big attempts to beef up the response criteria for the community, which is greatly appreciated by all of our cooperating agencies. I want to let you know that we continue to manage a number of grants that are going on. Most significantly, just for you, if you remember via our approved budget for this last year, we received a $30,000 OES grant from the San Luis County for the purchase and replacement of a whole bunch of mobile radios to bring them up to spec. Those were ordered almost 6 months ago. And as we get very close now to entering our next fiscal year, we are still waiting for them. They are having global manufacturing issues. I wanted to let you know that I've already verified with our own finance department and with OES itself that we're going to be able to carry that forward and not miss out just because of the delays on the manufacturing side. So I'm very pleased with that. Also remind everybody that we're in the middle of the fire hazard fuel reduction season. Deadline for that is the 15th. Inspections are currently going on and will extend in past that. And then as a reminder that everybody that chooses not to comply, failed parcels, if you will, the ones that are not cleared are going to go to contract and be cut at the owner's expense. So that'll be happening over the next couple of months. And lastly, just as a reminder to everybody, we are getting very close to July 4th, and the Legion is sponsoring the fireworks show and a big party there at the Channel Park, which has not occurred in the last few years. It's been reviewed in totality by myself and the state fire marshal and approved as is, and they have a company coming in to do that. As a reminder for the community, all fireworks safe, those that are labeled illegal and or safe and sane by law are illegal in California or in Cambria. And the only people that can do that are the ones that have the professional shows that are reviewed and certified and authorized by the fire department. So we are fully vested with the power to seize those products within the community. And I just ask the people, if they hear them being activated or they see people with them, to go ahead and call the fire department, and we'll go interface with those people and collect them as appropriate. The process there that we do in enforcing the fire code, as a reminder, is not punitive in nature, although it can be. We are simply trying to ensure a fire-safe community. So with that in mind, I'm over to you for any questions.
Okay. General Manager Weichel, do you have your hand up?
Yes, Vice President Dean, I wanted to remind the board that today is the last meeting that Chief Hollingsworth will participate in, and wanted to advise for proper recognition.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yes, Chief Hollingsworth, we really thank you for your service to this community. You have done a wonderful job, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have worked with you also on our fire evacuation planning. We wish you luck with your retirement, and we will miss you. Anybody else have any comments they'd like to make?
Tom? I wanted to add my appreciation to the Chief, to William, for especially in recent couple of years. We've worked very hard together on wildfire protection, all sorts of aspects of it, not just routes, but also his leadership in bringing the Zone Haven here, getting grants for that, but also for things like the alert system. And I really greatly appreciate all the hard work he's done for us, and we miss him, and I hope he enjoys his retirement wherever he's headed next.
Director Stidell.
I'd like to add my thoughts along with those already expressed by Vice President Dean and Director Gray. I have long admired your proactive participation in the work that you do in bringing things to the community and to your staff. And I think it's a true mark of leadership and your commitment to the work that you've provided to the community, and you will be sorely missed. And I very much enjoyed the time and the, although minimal, the very positive interaction that I've had with you. I am sorrowful that being focused on the date of your last day rather than this being your last meeting didn't prompt something more formalized in terms of the recognition for today. And that was lacking for all of us probably. And so I'm sorry that that's the case, but that's no indication of our lack of respect for you and the work that you've done and the commitment you've given to the community. Thank you.
And I agree with everything that Director Gray and Director Stidell just said. And I honestly thought we had one more meeting with you. I thought I had hoped that we were going to be seeing you at next Thursday's meeting. So, yes, I apologize. We did not have something more formal prepared for you.
No, I do appreciate the sentiment. Not to contradict the GM at all, but I was planning attending the special meeting you have next Thursday.
Yay!
To offer any kind of an input for the closeout of or in transition of the strategic plan project. So I will be in the office next Thursday, and if at all possible, be signed onto the meeting to participate.
Oh, wonderful. Thank
Very
you.
Good news.
Thank you. That is good news. Do any members of the board have any questions or comments for Chief Hollingsworth on his report?
No.
Okay, members of the public, we have one member of the public, Ted Key, wishing to speak. You wanna go ahead, Ted?
Yes, I'd like to extend my thanks also to Chief Hollingsworth, and let him know that I very much enjoyed his piano playing when he came over here to do my final inspection. And he's actually a very good pianist, if you did not know that. But thank you, Chief Hollingsworth. This is really more for the board than anything else. We have these fireworks going on. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the bulletin boards of fireworks. It's very concerning to me that people don't need to get their weeds whacked down before July 4th when we have all this exposure to people who are, you know, disobeying the law. So I would urge the board to think possibly about moving the date up a little bit for people to clear out their lots. I did mine quite some time ago because it also provides a fire break between my house and my neighbor's house and everybody else's house, actually. But I would urge the board to think about, does it make sense not to ask people to do that? So thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Key. I don't see any other hands up. Ms. Riddell, do we have any written public comment?
Yes, we do. I have three, but one of them is in the meeting, Christine Heinrichs. I'll start by reading the others. From Donald Archer of Cambria, dear board members, I am very concerned about the way the board is handling Cambria's water usage in this severe drought. This is a very serious issue to which most of the board is timidly responding. Stage two is too lenient. Our current prospect for the future supply should trigger a stage four level. For the health of our water supply and of our vulnerable community, please take this move. Sincerely, with concern, Donald Archer.
Ms. Riddell, I haven't called for general public comment yet. I was checking to see if you had any more public comment on the fire department report.
I apologize for that.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and continue on with the general public comment. Thank you.
Okay. So next for the general public comment is from Rona Wegner. Okay. The attached SF Gate newspaper article states that Cambria almost ran out of water in 2021. This is the first time I and others have heard this. We do not get the Tribune, which it refers to. We did know we almost ran out of water in 2014. I would like to request that when we are close to running out, that we are notified of this. I think it should be 2013, it says 2031. I looked at your tables and graphs on your website and could not use those to make a determination as to how low the water was. So it must be 2021, that's possibly what she meant. I think a notice with our bill would be one good place to state this. Maybe a sign in town with the water level status. It is imperative people know if we are close to running out or very low, including because they will conserve to the utmost then. In 2021, I thought since we were still allowed to walk water outdoors that we were not very low. Your resolutions and watches appear to focus on notifying the public about water restrictions only, not how low the water is. Thank you, Rona Wagner, homeowner. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. I will only comment that we do have a utilities report every month where our utilities manager does keep us posted on what our well levels are. Next on the agenda is the general manager's report. Since this report is written, I'm going to go ahead and ask for public comment prior to the general manager's report. But when we get to the rest of the reports, I'm going to have the reports read first, and then go ahead and have public comment after the reports. So General Manager Weigel.
Thank you, Vice President Dean. In addition to my written report, I just have a couple of items. Number one, we have a special meeting scheduled for 10 a.m. next Thursday, June 23rd. The two main topics for that agenda are the Prop 218 hearing for the commercial accounts for increases in years 2 and 3. And then the additional item on that agenda will be the board consideration of the preliminary budget for fiscal year 22-23. I want to also announce that the new finance manager will start on July 5th. And lastly, the new fire chief search is continuing. We have several candidates in the mix and hope to finalize that in the coming weeks. We'll have an acting chief and split up duties among the staff in the interim period. We are also considering an interim chief role as well for a candidate to be named. Lastly, as I mentioned before, the chief is departing next Thursday, and the staff will have a obligatory send-off for the chief at that time. And but we are very, very thankful for having a chief that came and was promoted from within, which shows the strength of our fire department. Last time around, we considered a nationwide search, and the chief came out on top from within the ranks. And so having someone that is familiar with the community take the top rank was really fortuitous for the district, and I think paid off immeasurably. In addition, as we go through the interviews for the new chief candidates, one of the things that have stood out is the very, very low number of fires we have in our community. And I think that's a direct result of the fire prevention efforts that the chief has undertook over his several years here. Without that, we'd certainly have more fires. And the candidates that we're interviewing are literally shocked at the few number of fires that we have here. So I think that's testimony from the chiefs, and these are chiefs from around the country, not just around our California area. So I just wanted to salute the chief for all those efforts. Pending your questions, that concludes my report.
Any of the directors have any questions on the general manager's report? Director Gray?
Thank you, Vice President Dean. I just had a couple of corrections, actually. I noted need to be made in the report on the Public Record Act requests. I just noticed that there are two. One was a May 10th from request from Lisa Shatar, which is referred to afterwards as in the response as a response to Christine Heinrichs. And then the next one from Shaquille Cruz, I believe it is, with Special Districts Transparent California. Again, Christine Heinrichs gets the is recipient of the response. So she a little less. She had one correct. There was one correct response noted to her. But those other two need to be corrected for the record.
I hope those responses did go to the correct person.
I don't know. I just that's what it says. I would assume, but. The general manager can answer that, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's obviously a typo on our end because we have multiple reviews, including through legal counsel that reviews all these. So that would be just a typo.
That's what I assume. That's what I assume.
But thanks for noting that, Director Gray.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Want to go ahead and do our Mr. Mendoza's report? And I'll take questions after his report.
Yeah, good afternoon, Board. Vice President Dean, appreciate the opportunity to provide a report for the Facilities and Resources Department for activities for May. My report is part of the General Manager's Report. And I think a picture is worth 1,000 words. And so I'll try to keep my presentation short by maybe just showing some pictures. And if you have some questions, I'm happy to answer those questions. And hopefully you can see that. Mm-hmm. So our department has been very busy with fire breaks, weed abatement, fuel reduction through our facilities and open space properties. Currently, we're working on the Fiscalina Ranch doing fuel reduction and fire breaks. And you can see here in these pictures, we have completed fire breaks along Windsor, Wedgwood, Victoria Way, and Marlboro. We have also finalized weed abatement through fire breaks through the forest at Tipton, Trenton, and over on the east part. part of the Fiscalini Ranch below Ramsey. So that has all been concluded. This aerial picture sort of shows what we're trying to accomplish with our program of fuel reduction on the Fiscalini Ranch. The blue rectangles show fire breaks that we are working on. Those are about 150-foot fire breaks. And you can see our objective is to provide a fire break where the ranch butts up with any structures or homes on the eastern part of the ranch. On the western part of the ranch, I'm sorry. On the eastern part of the ranch, we have a different approach to that. We have a huge infestation of invasive plants. And so our approach on the east part of the ranch is to do a complete mow, not only to prevent the spread of those invasive plants, but also to reduce the fuel loads there. Mm-hmm. Last month, I reported that when Caltrans dismantled and cleaned up the encampments along Highway 1 a couple months ago, most of the occupants moved on to the Fiscalini Ranch. And so these are pictures of the encampments that we found on the ranch. We have been working with the occupants for about a month, advising them that we were going to be placing eviction notices. Last month, we worked with the sheriff department and a contractor, and we were able to have a successful eviction process. And what I mean by that is when we showed up the day of the eviction, most of the occupants had already left. There was only two individuals left in the encampments. The trash that we collected from the abandoned encampments was placed on a dump truck and hauled away. And the personal belongings from the individuals that were there was placed on a trailer, which you see at the lower corner of the pictures. I just want to assure the community and the board that the last thing we want to do is keep personal possessions from individuals. And so not only did we work with those individuals that were left there to properly store their belongings, but we also took their belongings to the facilities and resources yard. They're secured there so that their belongings don't get stolen. They're placed underneath a canopy so they don't get ruined by the weather. And we actually knew the individuals. We have a little history with them. We exchanged phone numbers at the end of the cleanup and made multiple visits to them. They came to our facility, and within a week, they removed all of their belongings. The other major project that we had last month was the removal of this very large dead pine tree that you see in this picture. This very large Monterey pine had a huge crown that was leaning over this beautiful oak tree that you see on the left-hand side. And if you've been on the ranch in the forest, you probably have ran into it. It's a much beloved oak tree. So with the help of the Friends of the Fiscalini Ranch, a tree contractor and a biologist that came on site to do bird and mammal surveys, we came up with a plan to remove that that pine tree as safely as possible. And you can see in this aerial picture, the oak tree at the bottom, and then you see the contractor there carefully roping each branch, lowering the branch down carefully so that the oak and the pine seedlings at the bottom wouldn't get hurt. So overall, a very successful project. Happy to also report that the Friends of the Fiscalini Ranch paid for the contractor and for the biological survey for that. So happy for or grateful for their support as well. And lastly, just wanted to highlight one item on my report. I placed a couple of pictures there of us helping out the fire department with some tasks at their fire station. Last month, I also included some pictures of us helping the utilities department with removing some pumps that needed some work done to them. And the reason I'm highlighting these pictures is just to let the public know and the board know that there is collaboration, there's camaraderie between the departments. We're a small district with a lot of tasks at hand. And so we regularly call each other for assistance. And so that's what you see here. And not only allows us to provide better service to the community, but it saves the district money by having that work being done between the departments. That's my report. and I'm happy to answer any questions.
It's nice to see such good collaboration between all of the departments, and you help all helping each other. Do any of the other two directors have any questions for Mr. Mendoza?
It wasn't so much a question, but I know that we do get a lot of support from FFRP regarding the work that goes on at the ranch, and I'd like to suggest that we send a letter of thanks to them for this recent activity in being able to take down that pine so successfully and to protect that that oak, which really is loved by a lot of community members. I'll be happy to work with whomever, Mr. Weingold, or if you'd like to, you know, just draft that directly from the district with Mr. Mendoza. That's fine too. But I would like to make that acknowledgement to FFRP for their support. And I agree also with the collaborative efforts that go on. And I'm really pleased to see that Mr. Mendoza had the opportunity to point that out to the community so that they understand the level of support and activity that the staff provides to the community on an ongoing basis that they don't normally see. Thank you.
Thank you. And I do think a letter of appreciation is a wonderful idea. So I think we should go ahead and do that. Thank you. And if you're willing to help draft that letter along with the general manager or whoever, that would be probably appreciated too.
In some respects, I think Mr. Mendoza probably would be a focal point in developing that. Provide him an opportunity also to state things.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah. And thank you. And I do appreciate all the photos that you show us. It, you know, it helps to see a lot of the things you're doing. And that oak tree was absolutely beautiful. I'm so glad they were able to protect it like that. We have a member of the public with a hand up. Mr. Key, would you like to speak?
Yes, thank you, President, Vice President. I would like to also extend my thanks to Carlos and his crew for doing such a great job. I think this letter of recognition is an excellent idea. You know, whenever you can give people a pat on the back for doing a good job, and obviously they are. I do think, though, that once again, here are these folks involved in really due diligence on reducing the fuel. And I note that they're doing it at this time. And I just think that, honestly, that also instructs this business of when the deadline for people to knock down their weeds. I think you should take that into consideration since, you know, your own folks are you know, getting it done in June, which I think is very commendable. So thank you.
Thank you. I don't see any other hands up. Ms. Riedel, do you have any written public comments?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to the finance manager's report. Ms. Duffield?
Sure. Good afternoon, Vice President Dean and members of the board. So the finance manager's report is for the month of activity for the month of May. The one item that I'd like to highlight that is not specified in my written report, which is the portion of the report that's on page 58, which is related to the continued effort that our staff has had with Cal OES for the storm damage reimbursement. So at the last finance manager's report, we were starting to get the completed, they're called disaster recovery packages. So what happens is we submit all of our costs, pictures and whatnot of our damage. That goes to our Cal OES representative. They prepare these disaster packages and they forward them through the chains, you know, within Cal OES to get these approved. And then once they're approved, they go through another series of approvals to go through financing and obligation. And so we're to the point where we're getting obligation packages sent to us, which means when that happens, the money is earmarked and we should soon start seeing money come forward to the district. It's been many, many months, but it's finally happening. So we've received the obligation packages for the reimbursement for the Santa Rosa Creek trailhead repairs, which is about $5,700. We will get a portion of that. And then also for the extensive damage that happened at the facilities and resources building, they had a fence, they had a shed destroyed, and then all the activity that happened within the building itself. So there's about $50,000 related to that that they've obligated as well. So just to provide an update that we are still going through the process with them. We haven't seen the dollars show up in our bank account yet, but hopefully we'll see that very soon. And that's all I have to report in addition to what's written. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Oh, it's great to hear we might finally get some reimbursement for some of these expenses. Do either of the directors have any questions or comments on Ms. Duffield's report? No? Any public comment on the finance report? I see no hands raised. Ms. Riddell, do we have any written public comment?
No, we don't.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Duffield. We can go ahead and do our utilities report. Mr. D'Anzo.
Yes, thank you, Vice President Dean. So this report today is just a summary of a report of activities that happened in the month of May. I'd like to start out with the wastewater treatment plant. A couple of big events happened that we did this week or this past month. The exhaust fan blowers blew out in the blower building. What this is that their fans, their exhaust fans, because what it is the blowers within that building generate heat. And it also, you know, generates some exhaust. And these blowers, you know, blow out these the exhaust and the excess heat to the top of the building. Those blowers blew as a result of fluctuations in power that took place over one of the weekends there in May. So we are in the process of getting that repaired. We have some bids going out for the repair to take place. And again, this is one of those projects that that a direct result of faulty power and the IGA, the investment grade projects, you know, have electrical upgrades as slated for one of those projects to help things like this from happening in the future. But those fans were old, and but the fluctuating power didn't help in any. So that's one of the projects that were one of the events that happened in May. The other thing too that another project that we did here in the plant was we provided a bypass for our secondary water system. This is one of those projects that we're preparing for work to be done in the plant here when those projects get started. And because we use secondary water for our treatment process, should there be a should the secondary water system be put out of service, we still need that treatment water to be pumped throughout the plant. So our staff here was able to do that in, you know, looking forward to the projects that's up and coming. Moving on to the collection system, the utility raising project is that was done in coordination with Cal Portland is completed. A lot of manholes that were covered up were raised. We now are in the process of locating the other manholes that weren't part of the project, which we will include in next year's budget is, you know, things that we will be doing is trying to identify those areas as well. A big event in the collection system realm that happened was our Vector truck got put out of service. As you all know, the Vector truck and I started at the same time. I outlasted the Vector truck at least for a few weeks. But anyway, the drive shaft broke as a result of one of the work that needed to be done here behind one of the streets behind the plant. They were trying to clear a blockage, and the increased pressure that was required ended up breaking the drive shaft. Anyway, because of that, the Vector truck was put out of service, but I want to let everyone know that it's back in service. As a matter of fact, if you can hear the background noise, it's working right now, helping clean out one of our aeration basins. Also in the collection system realm, we are starting to see some alarms kick in. They're just maintenance type alarms. We're starting to see more and more of this on lift station B4. Lift station B4 is towards the southeastern part of town. It's our most southern eastern lift station there at the end of town. Again, this is slated to be part of the investment grade audit project. So hopefully we'll be able to get that replaced in time for, you know, we are starting to see more and more issues with it. So I'm glad that it is going to be part of the projects that's slated for replacement. Moving on to our water system, a couple of things that happened over the month of May. We had a hydrant that got knocked over in that Tin City commercial area. As you can see there from the figure, we were able to do the repair, do the replacement. And in addition to that, we also added a couple of bollards to help protect it for the future, because it is kind of in a tight corner there, but those bollards are gonna be there to help protect it even better. So on figure B, it shows that picture. Other things in one of the big events that happened was there was a valve break in the Marine Terrace area, more specifically in that intersection of Kerwin and Marlboro. There was a cross connection there, and one of the valves ended up breaking during a preventative maintenance repair or a preventative maintenance operation. So we were able to fix the problem. But it did affect several blocks for several hours. We want to thank the community for their patience. Actually all of the community understood, even though there was an interruption in service, we didn't receive any complaints. And we, again, thank the community for their patience and helping us work through that issue. But it's one of these projects that we will need to evaluate how we're going to approach this, you know, for as far as preventative maintenance in the future, because those valves on that area are pretty old. But that's something that we will be including in our next, in our budget to address. Several leaks happened during the month of May, which you can read about that in the report. But I do want to give kudos to three of our water operators. Adam Steventon was able to pass his T4, the treatment for certificate. He had to pass the treatment for exam in order to get the certificate. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with these certification tests, they are very difficult. And for them to be able to pass these exams, you know, shows the caliber of staff we have here at our plant. So Adam Steventon passed his T4 exam. Cody Meeks passed his D3 exam, a distribution 3 exam. and Andy Lyman passed his treatment two exam. So kudos to these guys. They work hard, you know, they also work hard to study, to prepare for these exams. So I want to give congratulations to them and let you all know of their accomplishment. So in the issue of our water supply status, I gave a lot of these were given in the report that I did last week when we went through the different stages. But as I stated back last week, you know, we are trending below average, and you know the charts there are shown. But we are now in a stage two drought, and I still think that we are within a stage two level. But like I stated last week, we will be continuing to update our board and also the public, you know, relating to our water supply status at these monthly utilities reports. So we are keeping a close eye on this. And figure E there on in the water reclamation facility, we had to replace one of the chemical tanks, the secondary containment failed. So we needed to replace that. So we replaced that chemical tank. That's where that picture shows. So that was one of the main events that happened there in the month of May in the water reclamation facility. And then the last that I want to cover, I'm not going to talk about the whole thing, but you know, there's a table there of just all the different projects that we're doing that we've done in the month of May and continuing to do. These are projects that are kind of ongoing, but I'll just highlight a couple of them. For example, the in-stream flow study task one, the last of the field surveys were completed in the month of May, so they're now moving into the modeling and reporting generation. So progress is continuing to be made on that. Progress is continuing to also move forward with the Endangered Species Act Section 7 consultation. Kickoff meetings have already started in the month of May, and field work is going to be starting shortly afterwards. Actually, it's already started. So I wanted to make mention of that. I also wanted to make mention there's the Zone 2 to Zone 7 Santa Rosa Creek Waterline Project. This project is complete. There was an issue with one of the joints that failed. We are working with the design team on what exactly caused that failure. There wasn't really the you know, we want to see, did the failure happen because of installation or design, or was it an equipment failure? It could be one of those three things or a combination of those three. It's not conclusive at this moment, but we are investigating it. But the good news about it, though, is that the problem is fixed. But we just want to make sure that it's not going to be some kind of a long-term flaw of any kind. But anyway, we're working through that issue at the moment. Also want to make mention the community, the restroom over in the Fiscalini Ranch over by Rodeo Grounds. We did get the comments back from the county, but we are working through addressing the comments that the county gave back to us, one of which we're going to we need to do a soils report. So we are in the process of getting that started so that we will be able to provide all the information that the county needs to get that restroom constructed. Last thing I want to talk about is our water conservation team is doing a great job. One of the big things that they're doing is, in light of outreach, is they made some customizable templates that they can send to restaurants and hotels here in our area so that they can put their own logo, but they would have all the information that you know, we can, so that they can reach out to to their customers relating to water. So for example, the little table top placards that they can put that says, that reminds people to request water only, to only serve water on request, for example, or in the hotels, having a little placard that says, you know, if they want to opt out on laundry service. So meaning, you know, if you wanted to, if you don't need to discard your towels, and if you're able to reuse them, for example, or not changing your sheets every day, you know, that you're there because, you know, every time sheets are changed, it needs to, more laundry would need to be required. But anyway, those are just reminders. As far as outreach is concerned, they've sent those out to the restaurants and the different hotels here in town. And then I'm not gonna mention it specifically, but if you had any questions, you know, there's all of the activities that took place as far as well serves and are concerned, and of course the charts of the well levels and production numbers are all there in as part of your packet. If you have any questions on that, you're welcome to ask about it, but it's all there, and it's also available on the website as well. But that concludes my report, and again, I'm available for questions.
Thank you, and pass on our congratulations to Mr. Stevenson, Mr. Meeks, and Mr. Lyman for passing their exams. Congratulations to them. And I want to also add to you that I do appreciate the photos that you provide with your before and afters on your repairs too. It helps the public to see exactly what we're talking about when you mention those things. Let's see. And I do really like your engineering chart. I just wanted to compliment you on that. Anyway, did either of the other directors have any comments or questions for Mr. D'Enzo?
Quick question. I guess I just want to, I noticed that the mid-month reading, well reading's not up yet on the website. Do we have a number at San Simeon for that yet? Or is that still not, that's still being collected?
Mr. D'Enzo?
Yeah.
Trying to hit the mute button there. Okay. So those should be up shortly. Yeah, usually okay. When we get the, we do have the raw data, we just have to post it. It'll be posted before the end of the day, I'm gonna guess. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, public comment. Mr. Key, you're on.
Thank you, Vice President. Just a couple of quick things. Ray, I hope you managed to put at least some sort of temporary surge protection on the new equipment that you know, especially these fans. Obviously, you know, the new equipment that's going to go in will have all that sort of thing built into the panels, et cetera, which is probably not the case now, but I would just wonder if you want to make sure that you protect the equipment that you've replaced currently, because I know those things are not cheap. Second, I want to congratulate you and your department for getting these documents ready for distribution to all of our commercial folks in town. It's a long time coming, actually, to see these placards and so on and so forth be placed here. And so I think that's a really great idea, and I applaud your effort there. I would also hope that you're focusing on some of the larger commercial users to make sure that they're aware of water saving features, or if they have supposed to have water saving features, that they are in fact in place. As you know, looking at the numbers, our consumption of commercial water has risen really quite dramatically. I think it was like 37% last time. And if we're going to go northwards of 40% on commercial use, that of course is going to have a huge impact on, you know, where our well levels are. On that note, I don't know exactly when you do your monthly reports, but I think the one that will come directly after the 4th of July will be very instructional as to where the district wants to go with water conservation. As you know, our humble little town has been receiving huge accolades as the place to go, and a number of travel groups have been promoting Cambria. And my suspicion is that with the reopening of Hearst and all of this advertising, we're going to see a lot of people, you know, hitting town. So I would just urge you to be mindful of that when you take your readings next month, because I think they're going to be very instructional as to where the district will go. So thank you very much.
Mr. Key. I see no other hands up. Ms. Riedel, do we have any written public comment?
No, we do not.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Mr. D'Anzo, for your very thorough report. Appreciate it. Okay, we're on to the consent agenda. Does anybody, let's see, I think we normally take public comment on the consent agenda first. So are there any public comments on the consent agenda? There are four items: consideration to approve the May 2022 expenditure report, consideration to adopt the May 12th, 2022 and May 19th, 2022 regular meeting minutes, and May 17th, 2022 special meeting minutes. And then the two resolutions: the adoption of the resolution authorizing the continuance of remote teleconference meetings, and the consideration to adopt the resolution for the continued local state of emergency. Are there any Director Gray? Sorry.
Thank you, Vice President Dean. I had a question, actually, just to, for clarification. I don't know if it's time to raise it or wait for public comment.
Well, I don't know what your question is. So
okay, the question. It's a question on the expense approval report. On terminology, I wanted to know what the term reimbursement for will serve fixture fees is. There's one item for a homeowner had two to one homeowner. Two of these went out to one homeowner, and they're fairly sizable. I just didn't know what that term meant.
Where did you see that?
Oh, it's in the expense approval report. It's on page. It's under Sandy Brockway is the name, so I don't want to.
Ms. Duffield?
It's in the B's, yeah.
So this is an old fee that a property owner had paid to do a remodel. And when they do an extensive remodel, they have to pay for all the fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
So the person never went forward with this building.
Okay.
You know, with the process.
Yeah.
So in looking at all of our outstanding deposits, the utility staff had done some research, contacted the customer, because they could not find that the building permits were ever completed. So the customer will not be doing the remodel. So all of these fees or that they had paid years ago are being returned.
Okay. Thank you. That answers my question.
Okay, are there any other questions for clarification on the consent agenda, or does anyone want to pull anything for discussion, or does anyone want to register a no vote on any of these items? Okay, I see no hands raised for public comment. Ms. Riedel, do we have any written public comment?
No, we do not.
Okay, these items are generally approved all with one motion and one and vote. Does anyone wish to make a motion to Director Gray?
Yeah, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Okay, Director Steidel, would you like to second that motion?
I will second that motion, thank you.
Okay, Ms. Riedel, would you like to call the question or do the roll call?
Sure, so for the roll call, Director Gray?
Aye.
Director Gray, aye. Director Steidel?
Aye.
Director Steidel, aye. And Vice President Dean?
Aye.
Vice President Dean, aye.
Okay. Motion passed, consent agenda approved unanimously. Thank you. We have one item left for regular business. This is item A, discussion and consideration of the strategic plan ad hoc committee report and strategic planning process goals and objectives. General Manager Weigel, do you want to introduce that item?
Yes, Vice President Dean. Agenda item 7A is discussion and consideration of strategic plan ad hoc committee report and strategic planning process goals and objectives. Staff recommends that the board of directors discuss and consider the strategic ad hoc committee report and strategic planning process goals and objectives. The board had held a special meeting last on January 24th and adjourned to January 25th to update the strategic plan. And we're next scheduled to conduct the next iteration of that plan on June 27th and 28th. And as the board knows, at the last committee meeting, the board ad hoc committee for strategic planning had outlined some initial concepts and was agendized for this report or for this meeting to come back and deliver the full report and have board discussion on the matter. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Vice President Dean.
Okay. We did a little bit of a introduction to our report that I'll go ahead and read, and then I'll turn this over to Director Steidel, who worked on this committee with me, and then we'll ask that Ms. Riedel screen share the documents that we provided, the samples that we provided, once I do this introduction. At our June 9th board meeting, the Strategic Plan Ad Hoc Committee offered a report on its research how other community services districts with similar areas of responsibility formulated their strategic plans. We presented our thoughts on refocusing and reassessing our district goals and the strategies towards achieving those goals towards an alignment with the services we provide as a district. We met with our strategic plan consultant, Marilyn Snyder, to discuss some of these possible changes to our strategic planning process. And Ms. Snyder indicated she could be flexible and could adjust her format and agenda to meet our needs once the board has determined how they would like to move forward. Based on our prior ad hoc presentation, we were tasked by the board to bring examples which demonstrate a refocus of goal setting, which creates an alignment to the core areas of our charter. This report provides those examples. We have also provided an example of how we might align our mission statement to our charter and have suggested that core values be accompanied by a sentence of definition. This ad hoc committee did not delve into other possible considerations, such as the use of key performance indicators or the format of the existing strategic plan progress document that is reviewed and updated regularly. These examples are offered to stimulate discussion on how the board and staff might possibly refocus our strategic plan process to be more in alignment with our mission statement and district responsibilities. The described goals, strategies, mission statement, and core values are the ad hoc committee's suggestions only, and we welcome the discussion on ideas among the directors on how we can fine-tune our strategic plan process and transition to more defined goals and strategies to meet the needs of our district and community. And if Ms. Riedel would like to start screen sharing, beginning with the page that's headed mission statement, and Director Steidel, would you like to do some of this description, please?
I will certainly give it a shot, Vice President Dean. All right, in coming back to the board, we wanted to try to outline some of the brainstorming thinking that went behind what was being suggested in our initial report. So part of that was suggested to define a more declarative mission statement that was more directly focused to our core responsibilities. And so in frameworking that, it was listing out providing high quality water, sewer, fire support, parks, recreation, open space, and accompanying community services to our customers in a safe, cost-effective, and environmentally sensitive manner. Examples of the strategic goals that were suggested to support that mission statement, if we were to do that, we annotated here also that the core areas, the strategic goals, and the strategies. Could you scroll back up, please, Mr. Thank you. were information that we were providing as examples as requested for the work content that could be considered in developing a strategic action. So what you see in the following several pages is the concept of focusing on core areas of our district responsibilities. And so, for instance, the first one that's listed here is water services. So a strategic goal could be suggested to be effectively and reliably manage available water resources in a sensitive ecosystem. Now, the strategies here, we certainly weren't in a position of defining what those strategies should be, because that's really the core or the significant focus of the work that would need to be done during the period of June 27th and 28th, when we would be having conversations directly with the board and staff. But what we did choose to do was just to outline some of the things that are in our near-term work focus for the district. So these really just do need to be more finely tuned to create statements that are results oriented. And we can go down and have a conversation about any of the suggested core areas, the water services, water reclamation facility was called out as a separate item because there are some very different kinds of goals that are necessary for the WRF versus our general water services. And that can go forward. Sewer services. There wasn't a lot that was put here specifically because we are just on the cusp of going through to investigate the financing to go through with the work content of the IGA that is will be able to be supported with the application of the new rate structure. So at this point, it was a matter of getting the priorities and implementation plan of the upgrades established and probably specifically have some strategies associated with what that represents. Core area, fire and emergency services. So obviously it's providing those kinds of services, but as a commitment to a strategic goal, as far as the board was concerned, it would be that we look to get to a position of fully funded and staffed for the fire, water rescue, and emergency medical services on a 24/7 basis, because that's what our fire service provides to us in support on a 24/7. And so there are a few things related to that. Some of that potentially is shifting already just on the basis of having reviewed the preliminary budget, where an additional headcount was going to be suggested for incorporation into the next year budget for a full-time firefighter. The administrative services, we approached it on the basis of segregating two of the major actions that have there happened there, and that's the finance. So obviously a strategic goal for execution of sound and judicious financial management, employing generally accepted accounting principles to ensure operating maintenance costs required and the capital projects are sustainably funded for the district services. So as we heard today, the first item there, the hire the financial manager replacement, has been satisfied, and I'm sure to the delight of Ms. Duffield, we will have a new finance manager joining us on July 5th, which is welcome and very good news. But there are obviously other things there, and finance would be very much involved in the assessments related to the choice of financing for the IGA projects for wastewater plant. And then to continue and uphold the transparency on our financial data by the formal budgeting and the quarterly review reporting to the board and the timely filing of our yearly audit reports to the state. Legal, the sound and timely legal support services to support the CCSD in executing the district business. So it's obviously working through and resolving any potential outstanding issues regarding the notice of violation. The second one, a judicial ruling regarding Wendelier, although there's not anything that we can do to influence that in any way. It's a matter of when the federal judge who heard the heard the testimonies would rule on the case. It was finished in January or at the end of last year, and we were hoping for a quick response, but have yet to have heard anything. And then, of course, we have ongoing actions too. So another major core area is facilities and resources. So the maintenance of district assets, i.e. the Vets Hall and open space on a timely and cost-effective manner. The strategies that are listed there, I think, are probably pretty straightforward, or the information about the kinds of services provided in facilities and resources. And then in parks and recreation, the increase on the recreational facilities that is being targeted for the East, Fiscalini East Ranch. Then we've got something that kind of lies outside of what you would think of normally as the functional areas of work that we do within the district. But as you know, Mr. Danzo is our engineering manager as well as our utilities manager. And he does have a special project in his engineering support services that doesn't fall into the utilities area. So we wanted to make sure that that was called out. And that had to do with the focus towards the progress planning for the skate park and the things that need to be worked through on that. I will continue and come back to this and start getting some feedback, but just wanted to go on to the next sheet also, just to lay out the idea of what sits behind what we had recommended on the core values. And when the reference was made about a sentence that would describe what the core value is, this is the kind of thinking that myself and Vice President Dean had to represent that, because when you use just a single word to represent a core value, the possibility of interpretation of that word by individuals can be very far ranging. And even with a sentence like this, it could still be far ranging, but the intent wasn't try to satisfy everyone. The intent was to have discussions that allow us to have a discretion that represents the district and what the district is making its commitment to in regards of using these words for core values. So that's what that represents. So Vice President Dean, I don't know if there's a specific way you want to approach this. I'm thinking that perhaps if we go back up to the strategic area and to the core, the concept of the core areas with the strategic goals themselves, and then to eventually have very defined strategies that we would measure ourselves against and keep track of on a timely, time-to-time basis. I suppose maybe the first place to ask a question of what might be Director Gray.
Since I'm the board here and the rest of the board. thank you, Dr. Stidale. First question, a broad question about this template. This is a format that we would be using, right, when we do the strategic planning meeting, when the five of us are essentially working together to get to work on strategic, the core areas, strategic goals and strategies. These are not specific because some of these, as you note, we're going to have a finance manager and we may well have a fire chief.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah. These were samples. These were examples that would represent what we were trying to verbalize and were requested.
Right. And so that's there. I guess how one comment I had on a couple of things is that we have to be careful to make sure the strategy is sort of bigger than the specific strategy, is the overall strategic goal.
With fire,
I think it gets kind of reversed because the strategic goal is basically about funding and staffing, whereas the strategies or the strategic objectives go way beyond that into things like evacuation planning, zone haven, that sort of thing. So in other words, you have to make sure the strategic goal, I guess, is sort of senior to all the strategies. I was wondering about the term strategies because when we've gone through this before, we've had goals and objectives. So objectives are kind of, are objectives sort of out now as a term?
Well, we could certainly substitute the term objectives for strategies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and if that's more comfortable, then that's a word. Just that rather than an objective, I think what kind of appealed to us in conversation by using the term strategy is it represented a formulation of thought that said, here are the kinds of things that we will do to achieve this specific element to support our overall strategic goal. Okay. So that was the only reason where objective is. I don't know whether that describes in the same way, but again, it's semantics. We're dealing with words. And if the term objective is used, that's interchangeable.
They're subsidiary to they're the steps you take to get to the strategic goal, essentially.
We're getting into a back and forth conversation here.
Oh, point taken. Sorry.
That's just
sorry. It was so easy to,
clarification question. And I guess the other one, my general clarification question is, how is this going to be used? This template is going to be used when we go to the strategic planning process. Like, what is the process for developing the core area, strategic goals, and then the objectives or strategies? Is it going to be, I guess it sounds like you're not thinking about breakout groups and so forth.
Well, when we first started looking at this, we were looking at other communities with similar services and their strategic plans and how they worked out their goals and strategies. And some of the plans that seemed the most successful aimed their goals toward each of the responsibilities that they had. Mm-hmm. This is not a set template. Mm-hmm. This is an example of what we learned from looking at the other districts whose strategic plans seem to be, smoothly working and aim towards their services. Mm-hmm. So don't look at this as necessarily as it is a template. This is a suggestion. This is something for us to all consider. Mm-hmm. Let me see. As far as strategies, a strategy could have objectives under it. This is something just to stimulate a conversation. So when we all get together to try to create our goals and objectives or strategies, whatever you want to call them, this gives us an idea of what we thought might be a better way to do it, to adhere more towards the services we provide. Director Steidel, did I explain that clear enough?
Absolutely.
So
The other interesting thing was that in actually talking with some folks in other districts, I did ask what kind of participation that they had in formulating their strategic goals and strategies and so forth. And it was basically directed at it was something that was defined and targeted by the board members themselves. Mm-hmm. It was, and that was something that we recognized that and we mentioned in our first report that perhaps we're so far reaching in the way that we were pulling information together that it kind of diluted the effect of the board as a whole being the definer of where things were headed. Not to say that, of course, the public comment and the public input is, you know, absolutely necessary in that, but there are mechanisms for that as well. Mm-hmm. So it creates a couple of things. It creates more direct focus, and it gets the board thinking in terms of their greatest responsibility, which is defining the vision and then being able to provide sufficient information about what expectations are to the general manager and the staff so that they can execute those things. And that's how you move forward.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, this is something to think about on how we might want to aim our goals towards our services and how we might want to think about what kind of strategies to achieve those goals. We discussed at our previous meeting doing this with the directors, the general manager, and the department managers to keep these things focused towards our areas of service. And because it is the board of directors who is responsible for setting the goals.
Yeah, it answers my question. I guess I can't get into back and forth. I think my question, one more question. You're not requiring any action on this today. This is something we just.
We brought this forward for discussion. Right. Yes, just for discussion, to give you some idea of what we are thinking. So if you don't have any more questions for clarification or.
I do. There is one thing. If there's an opportunity to get feedback about whether or not this would be a path to be considered, it would be worthwhile as far as our planning on the 27th and 28th is concerned, because what, you know, our ability to use something in this kind of approach with a more limited group of people formulating it would be something that would need to be communicated to Marilyn Snyder so that she'd be in a position of adapting the normal process that she uses with the strategic planning, with the breakout sessions and all of those kinds of things. So I guess it would be valuable to at least get some feedback in that regard.
Right.
See if there's some support for at least shifting our process of strategic planning enough to consider taking this kind of approach.
Okay, Mr. Director Gray.
Yeah, well, my feedback would be that I think the corollary concept's very good, and I think that should go forward in consultation with the relevant managers for each of the corollaries. And your definition of the corollaries, I think you can, unless there's some suggestion otherwise from the staff, I think should be the way it is. In other words, you break out water, WRF, sewer, fire. I would say fire protection more broadly, then the administrative services, finance, and I guess the core area in parks and rec and facilities and resources, you might be down to maybe two, like skate park may be part of parks and rec or something like that, because it is. But anyway, the idea of that concept of, I think, is really sound.
Okay.
Starting with that, and then having a strategic goal, a slot to be filled in for a strategic goal, but having the staff make, you know, give us input at the strategic planning session, and then working out the strategies after that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me. So I think the outline is very logical, very sound. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I guess I'll ask the question then, if we were to go forward with some this feedback to Ms. Snyder about the format of the approach for the strategic planning on the 28th, you'd feel comfortable with taking that kind of approach or this kind of approach.
I do, yeah. The 28th of June?
June.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're
yes, we have a meeting scheduled on the 27th and the 28th. The 27th right. will be the meeting for the public comment.
Right.
And the 28th will be our actual workshop. Mm-hmm. And we have had some discussions with Marilyn Snyder about the changes that we would like to make, so she understands that. And we could ask the general manager if he could forward our report here to her with the addition of the fact that it sounds like this is the way that it sounds like the board would like to do. I see you unmuted, Ms. Duffield. Did you have something to say?
I will make sure that information gets to Ms. Snyder.
Okay, great.
Make sure.
Thank you. We do have an attendee who wishes to make public comment. Mr. Thomas?
Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, you were. You're muted now.
Muted. He's back. He's back.
Yeah, it popped up in the middle of a sentence that I'm muted again. I'm really excited to see this format. Frankly, my eyes have always glazed over at the table of objectives that has been in place. It's more of a mixed action list and such, but looking forward at this proposal, I've been involved with dozens of strategic planning efforts in corporate life over decades, and this makes a lot of sense. The focus on the core areas of service that CCSD delivers, very logical, and it's got to resonate with most folks. And the idea of establishing goals, what we want to accomplish in those areas, articulate. And I think you've properly used the term strategies, because strategy is how, at a broad level, at a level at which one needs to make complex decisions, but nonetheless, the strategy is how you're going to accomplish a goal. Now, under each of those strategies, then you're going to have actions and responsibilities and tables of such. But at the level that you've articulated in that report, it makes so much more sense than what I've seen in the past. So I'm very happy to see what y'all have done.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you. That's encouraging.
Okay. I don't think we need to take a vote on this. I don't think that we had it listed that way. So we'll go ahead and have...
there is consideration, but I don't know if that was... that doesn't necessarily require that.
No, it doesn't.
Mr. Carmel, are we okay with not taking a vote?
What specifically would you take a vote on this format?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's set up for, I think it's worded enough so that you could take that action.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to move forward with adopting this type of format for our strategic planning session?
I so move. The format as described in the report, for adopting that format, and format specifically, not the actual content of the format. Yeah, I so move.
Okay, you want to repeat the sentence?
Yeah, I move that the board adopt the format for development of a strategic plan at the next strategic plan meeting as outlined in the supplemental report of the strategic plan ad hoc committee submitted to this meeting.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Ms. Riedel, would you like to call the roll?
Sure. So Director Gray?
Aye.
Director Gray? Aye. Director Steidel?
Aye.
Director Steidel? Aye. And Vice President Dean?
Aye.
Vice President Dean? Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Three ayes. That's two people are absent. We're unanimous. General Manager Weigold, you had your strategic plan chart in the agenda packet. I don't see any red marks indicating any recent changes in that chart. Had you been intending to review that?
Vice President, that's correct. Any changes from the last meeting were reflected, and there was no further update since the last review, I think, which was a month before last.
Okay, so we're good with that since we're probably going to be redoing this anyway at our workshop at the end of the month. Director Gray, did you have a comment?
I had a comment or question. It's actually about one of the items I wanted to it's in the form of a question, but it's also a concern that has been raised to me. On the very end, the Achieving Community Preparedness for Wildfires and Other Emergencies, the goal objective number 3, which is research a defensible space ordinance. The reason I raised that, and I don't think anything's been done in that direction, and it was due, you know, June 15th was the due date. I understand nothing. We have not done that, as I understand it. That got kind of put on the back burner, or maybe either Mr. Weigel or Chief Hollingsworth can answer that. We haven't talked about that very much, in other words.
No, we haven't. Chief Hollingsworth, would you like to respond to that?
Sure, if you would like me to. That was identified in the very first session of our strategic planning as a long-term goal. It is something that we had initially defined as putting a date to review earlier in this year, earlier in the process. And yet in the development of that, we realized that that was something that is it's quite a bit farther off in reality. And so the revised date that was put on here to look at that was to simply to bring it back before the board so it doesn't get lost in the mix. And to be it's absolutely a priority, but probably a number 3 on the list of criteria of possibly 3 things that need to be done. So we have had at least 2 planning meetings in the last year and a half in regards to this. However, it does take quite a bit more coordination between all the agencies involved. We have general consent between ourselves and CAL FIRE that they would like to transfer this over to our responsibility. There are some legal issues which council can chime in on if he likes in regards to which combination of codes we would be having to adopt and modify to appropriate to make applicable to Cambria. We currently are enforcing the health and safety code. CAL FIRE is using the public resource code. There's also specific issues that we can bring out of the fire code and the another couple of items, legislative documents that we may have to put together to make this overall umbrella that goes over the entire community as a total defensible space program. All of that does not even begin to address the additional resources, staffing and capabilities of the district that we would have to bolster up and probably hire additional people to make happen. But it would give us the ability to exercise a program that would be a lot more complete in how it's applied than how it's being done right now. So right now it is simply on there as a reminder to discuss and not forget about.
Okay. Mr. Carmel or Mr. Weigel, did you have anything to add to that?
No.
I would need to do a considerable amount of research to respond to that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just to close the loop on it. I'm responding to some concerns that have been expressed to me by people, by residents of Cambria, especially people it seems who live near part-time properties that are not kept very clear, and they've had dead trees and so forth. And I was just in dialogue with somebody a friend, person I know up on Lodge Hill. And I guess the concern is that I guess CAL FIRE used to be more active in going, you know, door to door and checking out these situations. It doesn't seem like they're doing that much anymore. So it does seem to be an issue that's really on people's minds, especially in fire season. So I just urge people, you know, urge everybody to keep it in the plan. And hopefully we'll be talking about it on June 28th. Thank you.
Director Slidell.
This is a little bit after the fact, but I don't know that we called for feedback from GMY Gold during the time frame that we were going over the strategic planning outline and so forth. And I just wanted to see if by chance there was anything he wanted to add to what we were proposing.
Very true. Mr. Weigel?
Well, I didn't have much. I mean, this is the board's plan for me to execute, but my initial thoughts were simply the objective should be measurable. So, for example, one I saw was something about increase the relationship with the Coastal Commission. I think I have a good relationship with them. We coordinate with them pretty well right now. So I don't know how to measure, increase the, you know, better the relationship as an example. The other one was just the manageable number of goals and objectives. And we can talk about that during the exercise, that's all. Mm-hmm. But I think overall the concept is great.
And I was gonna say, use active verbs.
Well, and it's probably.
Yeah, so we'll see, you know.
I mean, most of that just gets sorted out during the workshop, so.
Director Stidell, did you have something to say?
The idea of what was listed there for objectives or strategies, I was just wanted to reiterate that these were just, you know, ideas in terms of things that wanted to accomplish, not that it represents the way in which an action would be defined.
And that is true. Then that'll all be worked out when we do our strategic plan work.
Right.
These are like we just said, these were suggestions and ideas.
Or content. Yeah.
Where we can aim our goals and objectives. So it's, this isn't the blueprint of exactly what we need to work on. This is just suggestions and to see if this is the direction we want to go. So, okay. I have one member with a hand raised, and I took public comment on our strategic plan report. But then we also discussed this ongoing chart with the GM. So I'm not sure whether that's considered a separate part of the agenda to take additional public comment on. Mr. Carmel, I know I'm only supposed to take public comment once on agenda items. Is this considered separate to take public comment on, or did I already cover public comment? Just a little direction since this is my first time chairing this meeting.
It's a single agenda item. Certainly you have the discretion to take additional public comment, but it's just one agenda item.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and allow it this time. I don't think Ms. Dickinson was here when we took public comment at the beginning, so I'm going to go ahead and allow it. Ms. Dickinson?
Thank you, Vice Chair Dean. This actually, I just did come in a little while ago, and it's related to what Fire Chief Hollingsworth was referring to and what Director Gray brought up. You know, I've been talking to neighbors and locals a lot about how people are not taking care of their properties. I mean, there is so much brush hanging over not just their yard, but into the streets, where when you're trying to make a turn, where we just don't have any stop signs, but you try to make a turn, a left or right, especially a left-hand turn, you cannot see what would be coming up the street. And this is on multiple streets. So I know in the past where I've had an issue with a neighbor, I have called CAL FIRE and they will come out and do a defensible space inspection. And then they can cite the individual, the property owner or the renter, and make sure that certain items are taken care of to help in the protection of the property and other people's properties. So it would seem to me, I don't know with the jurisdiction of the Cambria Fire Department, but seems to me that Cambria Fire Department would also be interested, but I'm not sure who has, I know CAL FIRE does have that authority, but I would have thought maybe both fire departments. But anyway, it is becoming a huge problem because people simply are not taking care of their properties. And we have, as we know, we have fire, you know, drought and a lack of water and fire looming. So that's just a suggestion that more people contact at least CAL FIRE, and maybe Chief Hellingsworth can clarify whether the Cambria Fire Department can be contacted as well. So thank you for taking my question or comments.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Dickinson. Yeah, we were talking about strategic plan goals here, but yes, Chief Hollingsworth did bring up that discussion. Perhaps you can send an email to Chief Hollingsworth to find out a little bit more about whether or not the Cambria Fire Department can do something about it. Okay, future agenda items. Does anyone have anything they would like to put on future agenda?
We got two more. 7B. Okay.
We postponed those items.
We did.
At the beginning of the meeting.
At the beginning.
Yes.
Okay.
We postponed those items due to the fact that Director Farmer, who is the policy committee chair, was not here to present those items.
Mm-hmm. I must have, my mind was wandering. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Those will be future agenda items. We will be bringing those items back. Are there any other future agenda items? No. Okay. Seeing none, would someone like to move to adjourn the meeting?
So move.
And I will second, but I'd like to make a comment also just quickly. I just wanted to send good thoughts to President Howell in terms of hoping that his discomfort will be much better very soon.
Yes, and I agree. He did not sound very well when I talked to him earlier. So I wish him well as also. Okay. Anybody object to closing the meeting?
Nope.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned, and we will see you on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock for our special meeting. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.